What doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul? Or what exchange shall a man give for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then will he render to every man according to his works. These are words taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, at the seminary, there is a bulletin board at the base of a certain stairwell that we use often each day. And that bulletin board is what you might call, for us, our family board. On it are the most recent editions of the Immaculata, pictures from our recent ceremonies, and calendars of upcoming events. But on the top of that board is a note that has hung there now for over 8 years. It has not been changed out, as have all the other items on the board. And the note is a thank you note from Bishop Kelly. He wrote the note to thank the priests, the seminarians, and the brothers for the gifts that he received on Christmas Day in the year 2013. And the first part of the note is a typed out thank you, but after that is a message written in Bishop's own hand, and it reads thus: P.S. I pray that God may set your hearts on fire with love for him and for souls. It is all that is necessary. And each day we keep before our eyes this reminder of our spiritual father and founder, that all that matters in our priestly and religious life is that we love God and we love the souls of men for his sake. In addition to this inspiring and encouraging note from our spiritual father, I would like to share with you a quick story about my own father. 1 year at July visiting, my dad asked my sister, what would he have to do to make sure that all 11 of his children would save their souls? He said that he was prepared to do whatever it would take to make sure that our entire family would one day be united again in heaven. Then about 10 days after visiting, he suffered a massive stroke from which he never fully recovered. Over the next 6 years, for those of us who knew his request, it became clear with each new trial and each new cross that he was enduring while living under long-term care, that our Lord was seeming to answer Dad's question. With every passing day, Dad would say over and over again, God's will be done. He had to pray so often and so much during those years, my dear friends, that over that 6 year period, he would sometimes have to admit he didn't know if he could say another Hail Mary. Of course, he did continue to pray through his sufferings. And in the end, he died with the words, God's will be done, on his lips. Today, I stand before you, my dear friends, to thank God for the inestimable grace of sharing in the priesthood of Christ for 10 years now. For 10 years, I have borne the name of Father, and I have been looked to as a father of souls. But how grateful I am to God that in both the spiritual life and in the natural life, he has provided me with such examples of fatherhood as Bishop Kelly and my own dear father. In his Christmas note, Bishop Kelly showed that the most important thing to a spiritual father is the salvation of his son's souls. And in acceptance of his final illness, my dad showed me as well by good example that for a good Catholic father, his one goal and desire in this world is to see his children in heaven. And today, my dear friends, I thank all of those who have helped me in my priesthood and my efforts to be a father of your souls. In my years of training and over the past 10 years, God has placed in my life many good souls who have helped me, who have helped me to keep before my eyes that the salvation of your immortal souls is the only reason I bear the name of Father. First and foremost, I thank Bishop Kelly, who founded our congregation and not only provided us with a means to the true priesthood, but has also seen to it that we are ever striving to be priests after the model of Christ, the eternal high priest. In his work, he has been assisted by Bishop Carroll, Bishop Sante, my superiors, and the entire congregation of St. Pius V. For their help and assistance, I thank God each day at the altar. And our congregation of St. Pius V is assisted in countless ways by the prayers, sacrifices, and aid of Mother Mary Bosco and the Daughters of Mary. I am grateful for all that the sisters do for our priests, brothers, and seminarians, and I remember them too in my daily Mass as a small token of my gratitude. I am grateful to my mom as well, and to my dad, God rest his soul. All my brothers and sisters who have encouraged me in my labors with their love and support, but most especially with their prayers. And finally, there are all of you, my dear faithful. I am most grateful for the prayers, the kindness, and the sacrifices that you make for myself, our priests, and religious. In gratitude to you, we remember you in our daily rosaries, our holy hours, and our masses. And so, my dear friends, as I thank God for these first 10 years of the holy priesthood, I thank you as well. And I implore you to assist me by praying to God that I may never forget the example of my spiritual father and my natural father. Bishop Kelly and my dad have taught me that all that matters to a good father is the salvation of his children's souls. And this is an ideal that I hope to keep, but this is an ideal that I beg for you to pray that I keep ever foremost in my mind. The Baltimore Catechism ends with the exhortation that we are to bear always in mind the infinite value of our souls. Please pray to God then that following my good fathers, I will never lose sight of the infinite value that God has placed on each of your souls. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.